George Peterson, and he was always smiling, he was always humble, he was always grateful, he was always so happy to be here, and I really tried to keep his spirit in my heart this weekend. And I think we can all learn to have that kind of attitude of just being present and happy and grateful for where we're at. And if we can take anything from his passing, it's to keep that with us every single day. So my love goes out to his friends and his family and his fans. We love you, George.
I've gone through and what I've been through, and for those who don't know, I'm a four-time cancer survivor. So I've given multiple chances of living, and I'm given 2 to 3 months to live now. I didn't think Chris Bumstead would ever reach out to me. And I never in a million years thought it. So the cool part was, it's like I wrote him this long, big like story, told him how I wanted to come out there and fly out there, come wanted to hang out with you guys, come and hang out. And the funny part was is how he like responded to me and was like, "Yeah, dude, come on out here. Like, you're totally cool. Like, I will pay for you guys' flights. Like, all this stuff." So he did that, and that was pretty much how we corresponded and met with each other. Out of all people, was because there's this one message where I could relate to him when he won Mr. Olympia the third time. And it was when him and Courtney were in the bathroom, and like he was crying and lost hope in himself and felt like he was lost. And I could just recall like how many times I've had to do that, win the bathroom, cry all by myself, cry myself to sleep, like in this very own bed, of just going the fact of like how I've lost hope of myself, how I felt like I wanted to give up, and just the never quit that he explained and never quit with my explanation, just kind of touched bases together. And it was just kind of like, dude, you got to meet this guy. This guy knows, like, he doesn't know what you're going through, but he knows what he's going through. So that was why. I enjoyed my time with him, with Chris, was when we went to the warehouse together. And he like faked us out because he was like, "Oh, we have to go to the warehouse. Something's wrong with the warehouse." And I was like, "Okay, like we're gonna go to the beach that day anyway." I got a call earlier that day, hung out there for a little bit, designed a shirt, stuff like that, and then we were gonna go to the beach. But then he's like, "Well, you gotta make one more stop to the warehouse." And this was the best part of it all, I'd say, was he was like, he canned a big box, about this big, yay big, and he was like, "Fill it up with whatever you want." And I was like in shock. I was like, no way, this is Chris Bumstead. First of all, like the whole part of being with him was just unrealistic, because it was like something that I never thought would ever come to true. And so just being with him every day was unrealistic. But then on top of it, he's like, "Here, fill up a box of whatever you guys want." So we took like protein, creatine, multivitamins, shirts, like all sorts of stuff. So that was a memory that we could relate to, back to fall back on. I'd say the one thing is, the one line I always say is that you don't have to know you're dying to start living yet. And I just wish like every day, like people knew, like, cause I feel like we do say tomorrow's not guaranteed a little too much, and sometimes we don't know the real meaning behind it. But like for people that have loved ones or like family members or anything like that along the lines of tomorrow's not guaranteed, they know for sure like tomorrow's not guaranteed. So that'd be like one thing I would say. The other thing I would say is like just never quit, never give up. Like your goals, like kind of like what Chris said, your goals and your dreams and everything should be scary. They should be big. They should be pushing you back. They should be everything, and everything that you guys wanted. So I'd say just don't ever quit, and don't know that you don't have to start dying to start living yet.